他告诉你。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是米歇尔米歇尔。今天我们请到的嘉宾依然是壮壮老师。
Hello everybody。上一次呢，我们就开始进行到这个托福的听力比较难度大的，但是其实我们选的也不是特别难。那这一次的难度呢，稍稍高了一点啊。这一部分呢是关于建筑，每次讲到建筑的时候呢，大家可能就是会想好多名词儿，这儿也确实有，但是它这一段呢讲的还是关于建筑与实用方面的联系，就是在设计的时候一定要考虑当地的，比如说天气因素，对吧？
潮湿，
比如说对你潮湿的这个地方，你用的材料是不一样的，然后你的这个地面腾空的程度也不一样。像我们要是在东北住过的同学就知道，东北的房子它是半学居，为了保温起见，然后呢窗户也是双层。那有这个下雪天气和下雨天气的比较多的降水的这个区域呢，其实它的房子应该是平顶还是尖顶啊？
尖顶。
对了，方便那个雪和雨往下滑等等，就这些个东西呢，一会儿在讲座中我们都可以听到。好，下面我们开始播放这一部分的讲座。
好的，这个讲座大概是6分07秒，所以可能需要大家稍微集中一下注意力，我们来听听看。
Listen to part of a lecture in an architecture class.
Today, we're taking a little detour from the grand styles of public architecture we've been studying to look at residential architecture in the United States. Since this is something we can all identify with, I think it'll help us see the relationship between the function of a structure and its style or form.This has been an ongoing theme in our discussions, and we'll be getting back to it in just a moment. But before we get started, I want you to take a moment to think. Does anyone know what the single most popular style for a house in the United States is today? Bob?
I bet it's the ranch-style house.
Well, in this area, probably. But are we typical? Yeah, Sue.
How about the kind of house my grandparents live in? They call it a Cape Cod.
That's the one. Here's a drawing of what we consider of a classic Cape Cod house. These days, you see this style all over the United States, but it first showed up in the U.S. Northeast, in the New England region, around the late 1600s.For those of you who don't know the Northeast coastal region, Cape Cod is a peninsula, a narrow strip of land that juts out into the Atlantic. And so many houses in this particular style were built on Cape Cod that the name of the place became the name of the style. Now, why did the Cape Cod style house become so popular in the Northeast?Well, one reason is that it's a great example of form following function. We've talked about this design principle a lot, about form following function. And what did we say it meant? Someone give me an application of this principle. What does this concept that form should follow function, how would it be applied to housing design?
Well, if it means that the design of a building should be based on the needs of the people who use it, then, well, the architect has to be very practical to think about the people who will actually be living in the house or working in the office building, whatever. So for the architect, it's all about the users, not about showing off how creative you can be.
Good.Of course, for a Cape Cod house, it might be even more accurate to say that form also follows climate. Who knows what the climate's like on Cape Cod?
Cold in the winter.
And whenever I visit my grandparents, it's really wet. It's usually either raining or snowing or foggy and windy, too. I guess because it's so exposed to the ocean?
That's right.So, take another look at this drawing, and you can imagine how this design might be particularly helpful in that kind of climate. Notice how the house sits fairly low to the ground. This relatively low, compact structure helps the house withstand the strong winds blowing off the ocean. And look at the slope of the roof. The steep angle helps keep off all that rain and snow that accumulates in the winter. Another thing, Cape Cod houses usually face south to take advantage of the sun's warmth through the windows. And that's helpful in winter. Now, what can you tell me about the chimney? About its location?
Well, it's in the middle, because does that have something to do with heating the houses? I mean, since the heat never has to travel very far.
That'd mean you can heat the house more efficiently, right?
Exactly. Now, see how the house has very little exterior decoration. And that's also typical of early Cape Cod houses. The wind was one reason. Nothing sticking out that might blow away in the harsh weather. But there was probably another reason, not related to the climate. More a reflection of rural New England society back then. You see, Cape Cod houses were not built in the big cities where all the rich people lived back then. These were modest dwellings. The people who built them simply couldn't afford lots of expensive decorative details. But it was more than just a matter of money. In these rural areas, people depended on each other for survival. Neighbors had to help and support each other in a difficult environment. So you didn't want to appear to be showing off. You'd want to avoid anything that might set you apart from your neighbors, the same people you might need to help you someday. So all this helped to create an attitude of conformity in the community. And you can see why a modest, a very plain style would have become so widely imitated throughout rural New England.
It is plain, but, you know, it's nice looking.
Good point. And, in fact, it's precisely that aesthetic appeal, the purity, the nearly perfect proportions of the house, that's another reason for the Cape Cod's enduring popularity, even in places where the climate's so mild that its functional design doesn't matter.
好，感觉是不是难度大了许多？首先它就是比较长，有的同学抓不到重点的，到后来就疲劳的，然后就飘飘然就昏昏欲睡了。所以说呢，你在练的开始呢，先要看能不能集中精神，哪怕你抓不住，你也要尽量的去跟，好吧？下面我们把其中的一个比较长的重点的这一段呢，再慢慢念给大家。米歇尔，你要慢慢的念一下你那一段。
慢慢念。
当时这个学生提了一个问题，他说 How about the kind of house my grandparents live in? They call it a Cape Cod. 然后 Professor, 哎 Michelle.
Professor Michelle 要开始讲解了。That's the one. Here is a drawing of what we consider of a class Cape Cod house.These days, you see this style all over the United States, but it first showed up in the U.S. Northeast, in the New England region, around the late 1600s. For those of you who don't know the Northeast coastal region, Cape Cod is a peninsula, a narrow strip of land that juts out into the Atlantic, and so many houses in this particular style were built on Cape Cod that the name of the place,became the name of the style. Now, why did the Cape Cod style house become so popular in the Northeast? Well, one reason is that it's a great example of form following function. We've talked about this design principle a lot about form following function. And what did we say and meant? Someone give me an application of this principle. What is this concept that form should follow function?How would it be applied to housing design?
好，这一段呢，首先就是学生提问题，紧接着教授在尾巴啊，在他的这一段小的这个片段的结尾，他问了一连串的问题，比如说这个 form following function， 这是一个很重要的原则，也就是你的形式一定要根据什么去来呢？要遵循它的功能，
对。
是吧、嗯、所以说呢他会连着问就说明这一块就是想讲课的重点了、
嗯、
啊，他说What did we say and meant? Someone give me an application of this principle、
嗯、
What is this concept? That form should follow function How would it be applied to housing design? 好、啊、那他问了一连串的问题这一部分上课的时候肯定你就是要是重点在听力考试他出题他也会一连串的去听啊。好现在 student 有一个学生回答了
嗯，
我来这一段、嗯、Well, if it means that the design of a building should be based on the needs of the people who use it、
嗯、
then well, the architect has to be very practical to think about the people who actually be living in the house、
嗯、
or working in the office building, whatever. So for the architect, it's all about the users、
嗯、
not about showing off how creative you can be.
就是实用主义吧
没错你就不能说我为了炫我的这个建筑设计的这个技巧和风格我给他弄了一堆花了虎哨不实用的东西、
嗯、
对吧然后这个 professor 呢当然就予以肯定了说 good of course for a Cape Cod house it might be even more accurate to say that form also follows climate、
嗯、
这次就聚焦到这个 Cape Cod 的这一个地区整个的这个天气了、
嗯、
啊，像我们刚才提到的一样好紧接着呢这个 professor 呢就是进一步接着学生举例说呢学生说 It's usually either raining or snowing or foggy and windy too, I guess, because it's so exposed to the ocean.、
嗯、
离海洋比较近呢所以这个降水天气比较多。所以他现在呢就教授举了一幅画好、
嗯、
我来这一段哈 That's right. So take another look at this drawing and you can imagine how this design might be particularly helpful in that kind of climate.、
嗯、
Notice how the house is fairly low to the ground. 所以第一条呢就是这个房子一定是矮脚虎一般啊贴着地面对吧
对。
This relatively low compact structure helps the house withstand the strong winds blowing off the ocean. 啊这是为什么呢因为是为了抗海风。
嗯。
And look at the slope of the roof. 现在咱们来看看这个房间的这个顶它的坡度。The steep angle helps keep off all that rain and snow that accumulates in the weather. 所以这个就是把这个比较陡峭的这个屋顶呢设计在这儿。帮助雨和雪下滑、
嗯、
Another thing Cape Cod houses usually face south to take advantage of the sun's warmth through the windows 好所以说它的这个朝向也很重要我们住在北方大家都知道首选的这个房子其实是向南所谓的
北
房北对了、嗯、你看那故宫里边皇帝住的那个房子一律皇帝的正房正殿都是坐北朝南、
嗯、
是吧你看摆着皇帝宝座的而东西厢房那都是给仆人、
嗯、
这个官位比较低一级的人给他们住的什么丫鬟五六的、
嗯、
啊，所以说呢在这个北美也是这样那一到澳洲呢它应该是怎样了
反过来坐南朝北
就相反了、哦、对了那种就是上上选、
嗯、
那如果大家今后要是去到美国比如说你要租一个房子的时候啊，或者你要买房你也得考虑朝向如若不然像这个东北部地区 New England 这一块纽约呀、啊、这些地方到了冬天它跟北方北京上海天津北京天津东北的气候是很相像的、
嗯、
那你的暖气费你就受不了啊，
他们不集中供暖吧
没有就是每家的房子自己有烧暖气
嗯，
你除非你住这种公寓楼像这种大城市你要住公寓楼是集中供暖
嗯，
那你也是北方核算呀你的屋子里总是暖和呀、
嗯、
对不对所以说这个朝向呢就是会 take the advantage of the sun's warmth through the windows、
嗯
啊、那北房呢就是英文是怎么说呢是说 houses facing south 就是朝着南的房子、
嗯
就是北方、
嗯、facing south
对了
好
好再来 that's helpful in winter now that what can you tell me about the chimney about its location 好 chimney 这个东西也很好玩就是这个房间呢它有一个烟筒大家知道圣诞节的这个传说、
嗯
啊，圣诞老人对，就从那个烟囱里边蹭出溜进到这个大家的房子里边去放礼物啊、
嗯，
把那个礼物放到袜子里，所以那个 chimney 是这个地区房子的一个特点。
嗯，
那大家想象在比较寒冷的地区，这个 chimney 如果是在东北地区，你弄一个火炕是吧？这个火、
嗯、
热源应该是处于房间的一端还是中间？
中间吧。
好，那我们看哈 ，Well, it's in the middle. 你看，果不其然，是吧？方便它到哪儿，这个热的这个所途经的旅程都是相等的，对，就保障你供热的均匀。好 ，Because does that have something to do with the heating the houses? With heating the houses, I mean, since the heat never has to travel very far.你看英文就这么表达了，也没有什么生词啊。The heat travels not very far.
小词用得好，
没错。然后又有一个学生插话 ，That means you can heat the house more efficiently, right?
嗯，
所以这个就是它的这个暖气位置的设置。再来 ，Professor 有一个长段的，他说 ，Exactly. Now see how the house has very little exterior decoration. 现在就转到了房间外部的
装饰。
That's also typical of early Cape Cod houses. The wind was one reason. Nothing sticking out that might blow away in the harsh weather. But there was probably another reason, not related to the climate, more a reflection of a rural New England society back then. 那么现在就是除了天气的因素以外呢，这个房间外观呢也和当时社会风气是有关的，是个人文方面的原因。You see, Cape Cod houses were not built in the big cities where all the rich people lived back then. These were modest dwellings. Modest 就是比较谦和谦恭的那种住所 dwellings. The people who built them simply couldn't afford lots of expensive decorative details.But that was more than just a matter of money. More than just a matter of money, 就是还不光是钱的问题了。In these rural areas, people depended on each other for survival. Neighbors had to help and support each other in a difficult environment. So you didn't want to appear to be showing off. You'd want to avoid anything that might set you apart from your neighbors. 换句话说，你如果太鹤立鸡群了，人家邻居可能就敬而远之你了，对吧？你其实那样的这个情况，自然环境下呢，邻居之间需要互相帮助。好，这就是这一段，我们不妨再听一遍。
对，我们再给大家放一遍，然后刚才我们壮壮老师给大家强调的这几点呢，大家可以再多加留意。我们再听一遍这个6分07秒钟的讲座。
Listen to part of a lecture in an architecture class.
Today we're taking a little detour from the grand styles of public architecture we've been studying to look at residential architecture in the United States.Since this is something we can all identify with, I think it'll help us see the relationship between the function of a structure and its style or form. This has been an ongoing theme in our discussions, and we'll be getting back to it in just a moment. But before we get started, I want you to take a moment to think.Does anyone know what the single most popular style for a house in the United States is today? Bob?
I bet it's the ranch-style house.
Well, in this area, probably. But are we typical? Yeah, Sue?
How about the kind of house my grandparents live in? They call it, a Cape Cod.
That's the one.Here's a drawing of what we consider of a classic Cape Cod house. These days, you see this style all over the United States, but it first showed up in the U.S. Northeast, in the New England region, around the late 1600s. For those of you who don't know the Northeast coastal region, Cape Cod is a peninsula, a narrow strip of land that juts out into the Atlantic.And so many houses in this particular style were built on Cape Cod that the name of the place became the name of the style. Now, why did the Cape Cod style house become so popular in the Northeast? Well, one reason is that it's a great example of form following function. We've talked about this design principle a lot.About form following function. And what did we say it meant? Someone give me an application of this principle. What does this concept that form should follow function, how would it be applied to housing design?
Well, if it means that the design of a building should be based on the needs of the people who use it, then Well, the architect has to be very practical to think about the people who will actually be living in the house or working in the office building, whatever. So for the architect, it's all about the users, not about showing off how creative you can be.
Good. Of course, for a Cape Cod house, it might be even more accurate to say that form also follows climate. Who knows what the climate's like on Cape Cod?
Cold in the winter.
And whenever I visit my grandparents, it's really wet. It's usually either raining or snowing or foggy and windy, too. I guess because it's so exposed to the ocean?
That's right. So take another look at this drawing, and you can imagine how this design might be particularly helpful in that kind of climate. Notice how the house sits fairly low to the ground. This relatively low, compact structure helps the house withstand the strong winds blowing off the ocean. And look at the slope of the roof. The steep angle helps keep off all that rain and snow that accumulates in the winter. Another thing, Cape Cod houses usually face south to take advantage of the sun's warmth through the windows. That's helpful in winter. Now, what can you tell me about the chimney? About its location?
Well, it's in the middle, because does that have something to do with heating the houses? I mean, since the heat never has to travel very far.
That'd mean you can heat the house more efficiently, right?
Exactly. Now, see how the house has very little exterior decoration. Now, that's also typical of early Cape Cod houses. The wind was one reason. Nothing sticking out that might blow away in the harsh weather. But there was probably another reason, not related to the climate. More a reflection of rural New England society back then. You see, Cape Cod houses were not built in the big cities where all the rich people lived back then. These were modest dwellings. The people who built them simply couldn't afford lots of expensive decorative details. But it was more than just a matter of money. In these rural areas, people depended on each other for survival. Neighbors had to help and support each other in a difficult environment. So you didn't want to appear to be showing off. You'd want to avoid anything that might set you apart from your neighbors, the same people you might need to help you someday. So all this helped to create an attitude of conformity in the community. And you can see why a modest, a very plain style would have become so widely imitated throughout rural New England.
It is plain, but, you know, it's nice looking.
Good point. And, in fact, it's precisely that aesthetic appeal, the purity, the nearly perfect proportions of the house, that's another reason for the Cape Cod's enduring popularity, even in places where the climate's so mild that its functional design doesn't matter.
好的，希望今天的节目对大家有帮助。大家如果有问题提给我们，或者有经验和我们分享，欢迎通过新浪微博和微信跟我们联系。节目的微博是大学生英语在线，@我们，微信我们，@我们
，CC 我们，
我都快背下来了，是吧？所以说
反复听是很有用的，是吧？@我们 CC 我们啊，也可以在新浪博客上找到壮壮老师，我的博客名号是女瓦辛格。另外我想嘱咐大家哈，虽然我们在讲座里面呢只是播放了两遍，但是呢其实我们希望大家能够反反复复的听，就像我听这个米歇尔说他的每次重复的那一大段话一样啊，一直到你能够不加思索的能把它脱口而出，这个其实对大家口语啊写作啊都是有好处的。
好的，我们明天见。
Well, I'm just people watching the other people watching me. And we're all people watching the other people watching we.
下一期大学生英语在线将继续为您带来托福听力的内容。
接下来您将听到的是私房拷贝。Coming up next is home video.
Treat my pain.